Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. As we launch into hour number one, it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls to start things out. It is the show about your call, so let's go to Kurt in Michigan on the Amplifier line. Hello, Kurt.
Good evening, sirs. Ma'am, how are you tonight?
Good.
Yeah, super.
Great. I wanted to talk about gold as a hedge against inflation.
Okay.
Now, I know that the Spectator is a advertiser of yours, and they talk about investing into precious metal stock mining companies.
Right.
Now, my question is, at that point, isn't your stock still measured in American dollars? I mean, if I have 10,000 worthless pieces of paper, 10 million worthless pieces of paper, aren't they still worthless?
They are, but at that point the market would be adjusting in order that you have assets in a company. You own a portion of a company that owns gold, digs silver, buys up precious metals.
But if your investment is not in that gold, but in the pieces of paper that represent that gold, you see what I'm saying? Wouldn't it be better if I were to, instead of going into the stocks of precious metal mining, just to buy gold?
I think
a diversified portfolio.
The Spectator is probably a better group to answer this question than I am.
And we're going to have Doug Casey, who is one of the guys behind the Spectator, right? The International Spectator. He's going to be coming on the show. I think it's in 2 weeks. I think we're going to have him on a Wednesday show. So that may be something you'll want to tune in live to and call in with a question.
Because I understand that the government can also legally reclaim that gold without any type of remuneration to you as well.
It has been done in the past.
The government makes laws, so what is legal for them to do is
the government can do whatever the hell they want to. You're right about
that. The power of the gun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No doubt about it.
Also, you were talking about the movie Zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
And that first half hour. And I know this is not meant to be a companion piece to it, but a great companion book would be a book titled "This Is the Book Your Church Does Not Want You to Read," and it kind of centers around the semblances between eight other religions and the Christian religion, and then the second half actually goes into the Catholic Church itself, and it includes the actual text of both the Lateran Treaty, which created the Vatican in exchange for the Catholic Church's silence during World War II, and also the text of the Concordat with the Third Reich that gave the Catholic Church the right to tax, not just solicit donations, but tax German Catholics.
Hmm. Sounds like quite the expose, and thank you for the recommendation, Kurt. I appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. And again, I'm not a huge fan of the Zeitgeist movie. I've just mentioned it a handful of times on the show. Half of the movie is conspiracy crackpottery. This is sort of the run-of-the-mill 9/11 stuff. But there's some gold, there's some gold nuggets in there that are worth looking at. Anyway, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I have a follow-up email, Mark. Last night, if you were listening to the program, you know that we had an email from an American who had spent 8 years living in Germany, still living in Germany, and he was explaining to us what the German healthcare system was like. And in a nutshell, he told us that they took approximately 28-29% of somebody's income, like 15% from your paycheck, 15% from the employer, and that they mandated nursing insurance, and then they mandated just health insurance as well. And he said that they were private companies that was doing it, and therefore it was fascism because, the definition of fascism is where the government partners up with corporations in order to enhance the power of both. And so turns out he was wrong, at least according to another one of our German listeners who actually appears to have originally been from Germany, so he may have a little bit more credibility.
Well, maybe, but the other guy was, he was an American living in Germany, but he was in the medical field.
That is what he said, yes. Anyway, I'll read this from Hannes from Germany. He says, Robert seems to be a little on the anti-business side of libertarianism. Having lived my whole life in Germany and having studied economics, I would like to correct him a little and add some fun facts. So are you ready?
Fun facts.
Germany's healthcare system. Number one, Germany's insurance companies are not privately owned. They're organized as public funds. There are no owners who profit from the profits. For all intents and purposes, you may define them as state-owned. Therefore, we have a socialistic system. Not fascism. No evil capitalists to exploit the insured. Number two, Robert unfortunately doubled the rates for the policies. We have to pay 15%, from which employer and employee each pays half. So he's a little off on his numbers there.
Okay.
But around a third of the income comes from the funds, of the income of the funds comes from the federal government, paid, of course, by taxes. Number three, insurance funds, which make profits because of certain demographic and economics of the insured, have to transfer their profits to funds that make losses. Talk about incentives for efficiency.
That's crazy.
So if you've made a profit, by law, you have to give that profit to somebody that's not making a profit. Some insurance fund. Number four, rich employees and a special class of high-ranking bureaucrats, sort of like in the Soviet Union. You know how there was the elite bureaucrat class?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Rich employees and those special bureaucrats get to choose a real private insurance company with real health insurance. Funny, isn't it? They who praise the system don't have to suffer under it. If you reach the minimum wage for private insurance, you have to earn 3 years in a row above the line of about 45,000 euros. The politicians are trying hard to eradicate the private system, though. The rich are not solidary enough, according to the socialists in government. Number five, the biggest problem for our socialist system is the demographic trap. Germans are getting older and fewer children are being born. Because public insurance funds, unlike private insurance companies, don't use insurance-style calculation methods, they don't save money for the time when clients are older and need more treatment. In a few decades, the rates will explode. Politicians and bureaucrats know that, of course, but that will only happen when they are out of office. And now we get to the fun facts. Number six, when finally I'll be able to switch to the private insurance in 3 years, my policy rates will halve. Additionally, the insurance company saves money for my later life, and I will get a much superior treatment. Number seven, I have to pay a 10 euro penalty every time I consult another doctor, dentist, specialist, or hospital, unless my family doctor transfers me. But the 10 bucks are worth it. Otherwise, I would have to wait 4 to 5 hours in the waiting room at my doctor's. Number eight, you want to know what's coming for you in America? Germany introduced small social insurance programs 120 years ago. And today I have to pay 20% Social Security for retirement pension, 15% health care insurance, which you mentioned earlier, 7% unemployment insurance, 3% accident insurance, 2% nursing insurance.
Good Lord.
None of these insurances are organized like private insurance companies, and they work like your Social Security system. They're all mandatory, and they're all rates that are taken out of my paycheck.
Ugh.
Number nine, add to that a 40% federal income tax, 19% national sales tax, 7% for groceries, and 33 other taxes. Because of certain loopholes in the tax code, my total tax burden is around 50% of what's left after Social Security rates. So my benevolent government leaves me with approximately 25% of my wages.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Number 10. I had lived in the GDR, I presume that means German Democratic Republic? I'm not really sure. Until age 10. The reunion of Germany was celebrated as the overcoming of socialism. Hooray! Mm. From 90% socialism in the GDR to 75% socialism in Germany now. 11. Did you know that 70% of all literature concerning tax codes and tax laws written in German? That complicated it is. Love the show. From Hannes, P.S., last week, I signed up for the Free State Project.
Excellent. Now, this guy has, they pay 75%. He pays 75% out of his paycheck in taxes. What you don't see in there is that these companies, the company for whom he works and the companies from whom he buys, they have to pay taxes too. Companies don't exist unless they make profits. So he has to pay the tax burden of those companies in everything that he buys out of 25%.
Yep, that's
so
true.
You can cut that at least in half.
What a nice, nice place to live, huh? You get to take 25% of your check.
We're
home.
Only a little farther back down the road from them,
we really
socialism.
1-800-259-9231. If we don't turn it around now, man, I don't know if they will be turning it around. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are totally free, including the bulletin board system, over 250,000 posts. That's a lot of posts. And there are some serious issues to be discussed as well as fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
All right, so we were talking about the German healthcare system, and we have another healthcare-related email just to sort of follow up on some more thoughts. But first, we're going to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to David in South Carolina. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hope you all doing all right.
Doing great. What's on your mind?
And Julia.
Hello.
Well, I was wondering, I heard recently in a couple places that the Federal Trade Reserve has pumped a little bit extra money to help our stock exchange, and I haven't heard anything on here. I was just kind of curious if y'all heard anything about it.
Yeah, they've pumped billions of dollars into the market in the last 2 weeks in order to prop things up. They're
yippee!
Very
there goes your savings.
The other day it closed at the 4-month low.
Yeah, the stock market's certainly been going up and going down. There's no doubt about it.
So there you go, David.
That was pretty much it. I was just I hadn't heard anything around here. And
the idea is that they were going to pump enough money in to stop the stock market from plummeting. This is what the plunge protection team's all about.
And right.
I'm not exactly sure why printing money protects the stock market from plummeting,
well,
I guess. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think it's funny. I was actually been wanting to look at it, and I looked it up last night, and it seems like there's a pretty significant trend that pretty much follows the devaluation of our money. Stock market started in the hundreds. And now it's in the 13,000s.
Yeah, right.
Some days. And our money's in the bottom of everything.
Exactly right. David, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I think that, as I understand it, the plunge protection team's job is to go in and buy stocks with that money. They go into the stock market and actually buy up stocks in order to sort of keep the stock market afloat to make it look like it's not as in a dire condition as it really is.
Right. So they're taking the money that's just been printed and then they're buying stocks. At the value that a dollar currently is before the money was printed, introducing these new dollars and then devaluing dollars in the process.
Precisely right.
So if you had money sitting in a savings account making no interest whatever, your money would be devalued whatever percentage the billions of dollars are to the entire amount of dollars in existence.
Yes. And so the purpose of the plunge protection team, as I understand it again, is to make it so that the stock market people don't freak out. They don't just flip out and cause an economic crisis. They're trying to step in between that with their money manipulation, and they can only get away with it for so long. You can only F around with the marketplace's functions for so long. So when the bottom will drop out, it's going to be impossible to know.
It's impossible to know, but one thing's for sure is the dollar is going to continue to devalue day after day, week after week, year after year.
As long as they keep printing them.
If you have one in savings, it's just going to keep on devaluing. What you need to do is you need to invest in something that's going to, at the very least, hedge against inflation. It's going to increase in value as quickly as money decreases in value. And hopefully, it increases in value more.
1-800-259-9231. All right, Mark, let's continue briefly on the healthcare issue. You had something about emergency rooms. An email?
Yeah, I got an email from Stephen.
Okay. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
He says, hey, guys, I'm very skeptical about the Canadian emailer's claim that people are turned away at emergency rooms in America if they don't have the right insurance. Without some solid evidence of this, I would not believe it. My sister's a medical doctor who works in a hospital. Now, we said, I'm sure that some people have been turned away at some point or another from an emergency room.
Well, he took his word for it.
And he'd heard stories in Canada of this happening. Now, it is my understanding that an emergency room has to treat something traumatic and life-threatening. Perhaps if you go into an emergency room and have a hangnail, they won't necessarily treat you if you don't have insurance. Mm-hmm. But then again, he's saying that people died from it. So I didn't call him on the carpet on it. We were busy handling other issues at the time. So he's handling this issue.
I didn't listen to that show. Just for clarification, you're talking about somebody made the claim that if you go into any emergency room with anything and you don't have insurance, they won't take care of you?
No. The claim was, this is Canadian, who was concerned about...
He'd heard things.
Right. He'd heard things. He's over there. We're over here. We hear things about their system,
right,
like you having to wait 8 months to get heart bypass surgery when you need it right away and people die in the process of waiting. Well, he's heard, my God, if you don't have insurance, you could go into an emergency room and they'd turn you away and you'd die. So
I think his actual claim was if you don't have the right HMO or something like that.
Right.
Because I personally know somebody who doesn't have insurance who went to an emergency room and was treated.
Yes, same here.
So, okay. That I was just curious.
It does happen.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what the specifics are of the situation that they heard. I do know that if you deny something could ever possibly happen, you're likely to be wrong. So
I imagine that the Canadian government education system up there probably tells some tall tales about the American system. You know, because we do know that they tell the Canadian kids in the government schools that their system's the best.
Sure,
so
why wouldn't they?
Of course they're going to juxtapose it against some made-up stuff about the United States. Or maybe they have some real horror stories.
I'm sure that they can find some real horror stories. That's really the point. So my sister's a Stephen goes on. My sister is a medical doctor who works in a hospital, and my understanding, which may not be correct, is that the doctor's code of professional ethics forbids them from not treating somebody who needs it. So they will take and treat anybody and deal with the insurance and money issues after the fact. This is why the complaint against the American system always, always, always uses the sneaky word insurance. You always hear about how many people lack health insurance. You never hear that 40,000 or whatever Americans, 40,000 million or whatever Americans lack health care. You never hear that because that would be a lie, and the doctors themselves would come out of the woodwork to debunk that lie if it were told. Understand, they take a certain pride in their role as healers and would be ashamed if anybody thought they actually turned people away. Just to be clear, I'm sure that there are instances where potentially life-saving experimental treatments were turned down by insurance reasons, but those are for non-emergency situations. I'm not sure that they're necessarily non-emergency. They're not life-saving. Some experimental treatments would be life-saving, and they've been turned down. I've seen that on the news. But the government of Canada does the same thing, I'm sure. Universal health care is only affordable through rationing the service.
Yes.
But in an emergency situation,
they're very choosy.
Where somebody shows up at the hospital and their life is in immediate danger, no American hospital would turn them out, no matter who they were.
Absolutely.
They don't even ask about insurance until after the fact. And
right, they get you stabilized. They're not going to, if you've got a gaping wound and can barely speak, they're not going to ask you to sign a form.
Yeah. And the doctors would be deeply insulted at the suggestion that they would do anything else. If you think about it, you're probably never heard of this actually happening. I never have.
Julia, have you?
No.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. On the way, a school system in New Jersey has decided to mandate that all ninth graders choose a major, a college major. We covered this a couple years ago or a year and a half ago, and I don't think it was even the same place, so it's spreading.
I thought it was about people considering to do that.
Now they're doing it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, now they're actually
more on the way.
It.
It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site. We give away live streams of their broadband version of the show and dial-up version, both for free for you at FreeTalkLive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. We'll get to the story here in a few moments about the school system in New Jersey that's mandating that ninth graders, I think they average, 13, 14 years old, should have to pick a college major. We'll get to that, but calls are rolling in. People want to talk healthcare and a variety of other things, so let's go to the phones and talk to, first, to the international call. It's Marco calling from Germany. Hello, Marco. Marco in Germany, going once. Marco in
Hello?
Germany. Hello.
Yeah, greetings hey. To the lady. Greetings, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
You read this letter from the German guy?
Yes.
I forgot the name.
Hannes.
Hannes.
Does that sound genuine to you, Marco?
Again, please?
Genuine. Does Hannes sound like a German name to you?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's a genuine German name.
Your comment, sir?
My comment, okay. He described the situation, and he's completely right. That's the situation. It's almost socialism. But what's the real problem in Germany? The real problem is to turn this around because of the mentality of the population. I mean,
yeah.
People have problems causing by this socialist mentality. It doesn't work very well. If the state organizes something, it doesn't work very well. It works, but not very well.
Right.
And they have the problems, they get unemployed, and they become unemployed and have no job and stuff like this. And then they say, what do they say? They say, oh no, it's because of this predatory capitalist system.
Right.
And that's the problem, you know.
As though if they got rid of dollars or Deutschmarks or whatever it is that they've got over there.
We have euro.
Euros. As though if they got rid of euros, suddenly all the problems would be fixed. Everybody would want to do stuff for free because we got rid of euros. I mean, I don't understand socialists and their mentality on things.
It would be the paradise on earth.
Yeah. Lenin tried to get rid of money in Russia when, or the Soviet Union when they first went communist. It didn't work.
People starved. They died.
Yeah.
How many Germans are this socialist mentality? How many of them might get fired from a job and then or lose their job or quit or whatever and then just decide, you know what, screw it, I'll just take on welfare because I only got to keep 25% of my income anyway. So what's the welfare situation like over there?
We have, let's say 20, 25, 30% people directly depending on welfare money.
Jeez.
If I only got to keep 25% of my paycheck, as hard as I work, I don't think I'd be interested in working anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
That's the reaction of most people. They don't... see a reason to go to work and earn money.
Marco, do you feel like it's too far gone? Do you feel like there's no chance to turn around Germany?
I think there is a chance. The problem is time is running out. You know, the population is aging. All the problems come together, and this will be a mix of problems, and maybe then there will be no solution if people are waking up.
Thank you for the call, Marco, and good luck over there. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's bad here. It's worse there. We still have a chance to turn it around, but we need to act now. We need to get active. You need to consider the Free State Project because I don't know if there really is much of a chance in the other 49 states. I'm not optimistic about them.
No, I
wish I could be.
I feel the same way. I think that the evidence to me is that any government's going to get larger and larger without some kind of terrible, violent, bloody revolution. Libertarians would like to see smaller government. I believe that's what works. So. If it doesn't work, the Free State Project, I just don't think it could. I think that the rise, the ebb and flow of governments in the world is essentially what's going to continue here in the United States. Governments rise, they become powerful, and then they disappear because they become too powerful. They eat themselves, the people.
We're seeing it happen.
Yeah.
Let's go to the amplifier line, talk to Jody in Calgary. Jody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I want to assure you that I'm a teacher in the public school system up here, and we don't indoctrinate the children that our system's best. I mean,
really, that's what we've heard.
Fact, in the province I am in, a matter of fact, we say we kind of need some private health care in there. In the past year, in the city that I'm in, Calgary, we've had over half a dozen women miscarriage because they haven't received medical attention. Five of them were actually in the emergency room. And it didn't get seen. One was actually called an ambulance from her house, was told an ambulance will not be able to make it. And she, on her way, walking to the hospital, she had a miscarriage.
Oh, my
goodness. That's amazing.
How awful.
So is there a movement afoot in Canada to change things up there? Is it even somewhat popular, or are they pretty much labeled as fringe like libertarians are in many places in America?
It depends on the province you live in. I mean, in Quebec, there's private clinics all over the place. Of course, they're French, so they're special. They get better treatment than anybody else in the country. And here in Alberta,
they're oppressed. Didn't you know that the French people in Montreal are oppressed? Because it's not really Quebec. The majority of Quebecers are English, right?
Montreal has a huge...
Right. Montreal's French, but... The rest of Quebec is English, pretty much.
Oh no, Quebec is French. Montreal has an Anglophone, has an English population. Quebec City itself is pretty much French, and the rest of Quebec is very French.
Okay.
They'd rather not even have any English on anything else.
But they haven't voted to leave the union, as it were. Why is that?
Because we gave Alberta gave them $12 billion last year.
So. Sweet.
So of course they're not going to leave yet. No.
Yeah.
There you go, Jody.
Do you think Alberta could cut me a check?
I wish. We're in a boom. We're up here. I mean, average salary is over $20 an hour, so.
You got to know the right people, Mark. It's all about who you know.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Jody, any other thoughts?
Just that public health care isn't all it's cracked up to be.
No, it certainly isn't. In fact, it's awful. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to DB in California. DB, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, DB, going once. DB, going twice.
Oh, well.
Well, we'll try. Maybe we'll put him on hold, try him back. Let's go in the meantime to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hello. Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
I was wondering if any of you guys and gals have used a foreign delivery system, such as if you were traveling in Europe, South America, Asia, you had to use the health system in that country.
You know, I've been in 13 countries. I don't think I cannot recall having ever even gotten a cut.
Okay. Because, you know, everything you've been saying the last week and a half is sort of, you don't have really the empirical evidence. And when people, such as I did last Friday, cited the UN health statistics, you just kind of like poo-poo that. So I want to say this, that I have experienced the medical system in Canada, and it was excellent. And it was certainly much better than what I would have been able to afford in the United States. And I'm going to tell you this, that there are hospitals, it's happened to me in western Pennsylvania, where I had a Blue Cross, Blue Shield insurance policy that I paid like almost $400 four times a year for. And when I had to go to the emergency room at Shadyside Hospital in Pittsburgh, and I showed them my card, they wouldn't accept it. And they said, well, you can come in for the x-ray, but you're going to have to pay $1,200 for that. And as a result, I didn't do it because I didn't have the $1,200.
What bothers me, though,
for that. And I'm going to tell you something. That was a private health insurance.
Frank, I
want to
hear your story. I
want
to hear your Canadian healthcare story. So hang on, okay? I want to hear the story as to what happened to you when you were in Canada. It was such a glowing experience. This is Free Talk Live. More with Frank coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Just wait. I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. If you like the show, then you should support us by buying some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com, and you'll find all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and some other cool stuff all there, store.freetalklive.com. Let's bring Frank back on from New York. Now, Frank, we've been sort of talking about Canadian health care and socialist health care in general and how an awful idea that it is. And you're saying that your experience was just absolutely glowing with the
excellent
Canadian health care system. So
yes.
Why don't you walk us through your stories,
well,
Frank?
Well, let's see. I was an international student from the United States studying in a graduate program at McGill University. And about 1% of the McGill population is from the United States. So Americans are very small. When you look at how international the university is, you have lots of students from Europe, Asia, Africa, South America. Very international. When you register to begin the term and you process your fees, being an American, I had to purchase a very inexpensive Quebec Blue Cross Blue Shield policy that's equal to what the Canadians have. But since Americans are such a small percentage of the university community at that time, or I should say at that time, that, that was really nothing. It was great. So when you register, your fees are taken care of, you have your card, then you begin your studies. Well, I had a health problem my second year up there, and it was very good. I went to the doctors. Then the Canadian doctor recommended me to another Canadian doctor, specialist.
Mm-hmm.
He
How
saw
long
me.
Did you have to wait to get to see the general practitioner?
About 6 hours.
Okay.
And that was because I was first ill at like 5 in the morning, and they didn't open their office until 9. So, it was sort of like that. Just a very brief wait. Then the next after the first appointment, I was given an appointment with a specialist within 2 or 3 days because the condition was, what it was. And that was very quick, and immediately the doctor saw me on time. I had no problem waiting. He gave me some medication. Then he set up an appointment, a time when the operation would occur, when the surgery would occur. And I was told that I would report to the hospital at a certain time. I would be processed within, let's say, an hour or two. And then I would see the doctor later in the afternoon. He would look at me, and the surgery would be the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually what happened. Now, here I am, a relatively, quote, poor McGill University student at a great hospital, and the person next to me in the waiting room in the hospital to be processed in, which was very quick, it was no more than a half an hour, was a lovely older woman wearing diamonds and had a beautiful, mink coat, because in Canada it gets cold in the winter and people wear fur coats up there if they have them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting. You had, on one hand, probably a very affluent woman that pays lots of money in taxes, and then you had me, a graduate student and university researcher, you know, in my sport jacket and blue jeans and my, you know...
and you are certain
sort of,
that you are...
You know,
hold on, Frank. I want a question
jacket,
for clarification
getting,
here. You're certain that you are at a government hospital?
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Frank,
and actually, at that time, they were rated... Canada was rated number one by the U.N., in the world for their medical delivery system.
I really don't
France
care what
being
the
number
UN
two.
Has to say,
well,
personally.
I do believe...
And I have
I
to
do
be very honest. I have to be very honest. Everything was perfect. The doctors were excellent. There was no problem with the fees or collecting the fees or anything because it's a single payer system. And what worked, what I thought was so impressive about it is the fact that you had a real democracy.
I don't
within,
believe you were in
within
the single payer system, Frank.
Whereby
I believe
you have
that you were in some sort of
and someone very poor getting the same high quality
Frank,
care.
Frank, you said you bought insurance. You said you were told that you needed to buy insurance.
He bought into their system.
Yes, because as an international student, the university requires that the students have health insurance. Anyone from Europe or Asia, the government recognizes their mandatory health insurance that they have. So it would be like this. You know, in the United States, let's say if you were coming from Canada, there's no, the Canadian health insurance wouldn't be recognized. So if you were going to, let's say, a university, the university would probably demand or require that you have a health insurance at least to cover your time while you're in the country at the university.
Frank, how old were you at this time?
Just a second, Ian. You keep
repeat,
on, obviously, obviously, Canada does not have the worst medical system in the world.
I was 34.
Great.
You know, age, I was 34. I was working on my PhD. And I'm just letting you know that the system is really
Frank, I wouldn't
good.
Doubt for a second. I know the UN says that the Canadian system is good, and I do believe it's good, and I believe in some ways it's better.
Excellent.
I
it's
do not.
Better
one
than
of the ways
good.
That they rate their system is based on how long people live, and in Canada they don't have black people. Black people pull our numbers down because they just don't live as long,
now
that's a physical
trait. That's a red herring argument. The point is, in Canada, the life expectancy is greater for a Canadian than it is for a citizen of the United States.
Right, and that's
and
what I'm talking about. It's an average
which is
issue.
An important
but
point.
Look, I'm not saying that Canada's system is abysmal. I would never say
it's
such
excellent.
A thing.
Excellent. I'm
going to
be
just
very
a second,
honest.
Frank,
you guys have no experience to make those claims.
Not,
you
not
have no empirical evidence.
Not personal experience, but you did hear the gentleman just called just before you came in, who is a Canadian citizen, who said it was dismal. So,
well,
and we
Calgary.
Had an email earlier this week.
You know,
lots
in
of people
Calgary.
Say,
I don't know. I don't
lots
know
of,
what goes on in Calgary.
Right.
But
lots
when
of
I
people
was
say
in
it,
Canada.
Frank,
and
would you
I had
agree?
To use the Canadian medical system. It was excellent.
Thank you, Frank. Now, Mark has
a model
question
for the
you.
World.
Right. I know that it's good. I'm hearing you. What
I,
my
I,
question
I,
is.
It's better than good.
Can
okay,
you just get your
Frank,
question out, Mark, please?
If the government is bad at solving most problems, why is the government in Canada good at solving the medical problem?
Because there's no profit to be made in it.
I believe that profits make...
No.
Are the things that make it
that
work.
That doesn't mean that the doctors aren't paid more than a typical Canadian. But
I'm
it
sure
means that
are.
If you want to become a millionaire doctor...
you need to move to the United States so they lose their brain, so it's a brain drain.
Saving and investing wisely as opposed to here where it's really... You know, where it really is the cost of medical education in the United States and the cost of malpractice insurance and the cost of buying into a practice is outrageous.
Well, here's the I would talk about the cost being a real issue, and here's what I'm saying, is I'll bet because of the amount that Canadian citizens have to pay every single month, every single year, every single paycheck towards their medical system, that essentially they pay double what we pay.
No,
and,
no,
oh,
not
I'll bet
at all.
They do.
Because in the United States, I don't have health insurance. If I have to go in for a procedure to a hospital without health insurance, I can pay 2.5 times what the insurance companies get.
Oh, absolutely true. It can
so
happen on
finish.
An individual basis.
So
I absolutely
do believe
that's true.
When you go into
true.
The American model, look at it. There's no comparison.
Contact the National Association for the Self-Employed. They do have a system for overcoming
all
that
right.
particular argument.
Frank, we're running out of time, but I'm curious. You said you were 34 when you were
when
in
I had
Canada.
To go in for my
how old are you now?
Surgery. I'm almost 50.
Almost 50. Okay, so it's been almost 15 years then is what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. Would but you... the point is this. The UN... ratings of the nations and their health delivery system are still
The UN's run by a bunch of bureaucrats who are a bunch of socialists, and of course they're going
That's
to
raise
the
socialist
nation.
That's a red herring. We're talking about empirical research.
We've got as much evidence as you do, Frank. We had
as far as empirical data, we had an email earlier this week,
and I will refer you to a show from a couple of days ago. Thanks for the call, Frank. Thanks for the call. You know, I'll refer you to an email that we read on the air a handful of days ago from somebody who was young at the time, 17, who just experienced an absolute nightmare in the Canadian healthcare system, and he was a Canadian citizen. And I think that there's something going on there. First of all, things must have changed over the last 15 years. I don't know how long their system's been in place.
Somebody's going to have bad experiences. Somebody's going to have good experiences. That's going to happen in every system.
I think that they're giving special treatment to people that are visiting the country. I think that he was asked to pay for some sort of insurance plan. He said he bought a Blue Cross insurance plan, and nobody else in Canada has a private company insurance plan. What's that all about?
It makes perfectly good sense to me that if you allow someone to come into your country who's going to be able to use your medical, who's likely to have to use your medical facilities, that you would make them buy in some way, shape, or form. I don't see any problem with that particular argument. What I do say is the government is inefficient every single time. They can't solve a single damn problem that's put in front of them. And to think for a second that for some reason Canada has this whole healthcare thing wrapped up because their government is taking care of it is ludicrous. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree with Frank. I'm sure he did have a great experience.
He must have. He said so.
Right. I don't think that every single person has a bad experience every single time with the healthcare system. However, he's talking about one experience, and just because he had one good experience doesn't mean that everything...
And again, obviously people that are in the upper echelons, like the rich lady he was sitting next to, are going to get treated better than the average folk are. And I think that visitors somehow are getting better treatment. Maybe our Canadian friends can answer.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.